NC.
Hi, is Gretchen in?
This is Gretchen.
Hi, Gretchen. It's Jeremiah. I'm from the Bank of Cardiff.
Jeremiah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's Friday.
I'm thinking the exact same thing.
What are you doing this weekend?
You know, just kind of hanging out with the family. Probably play some
good
baseball. Yeah, relax. What about you?
Good. That sounds fun.
You got anything planned?
I play competitive softball, so I'm traveling and then going to do some softball. I actually have two tournaments this weekend. So.
Oh, how fun.
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. How long have you been doing that for?
Yeah. Well, about 20, 25 years.
Wow, so you really love it.
Yeah, I really love it. It's,
it is.
In my early 20s, I picked it up and fell in love with it. And
that's good. It's a good way to stay active, you know?
It is, and I hang out. I'm 46, and I hang out with 21-year-olds, so I got to keep up with them somehow.
So.
They're
fast. Well, good for you. That's good. Yeah. That's awesome that you're like that.
Yeah.
So I'm actually just, you know, following up to see how everything is going and if there was anything I could do to help or any questions or what you guys decide.
So I had talked to the owner, and when he initially got that contract, there were some things that weren't how he thought they should have been or the communication. You know, there was the questions coming back to you about, hey, it said we could pay it off. He didn't see, you know, the addendum. Hey, it's supposed to be this. So I think he got a little gun-shy with it. I mean, it's a big, heavy contract to sign yourself into. He's never done one before.
Mm-hmm.
We're a small company. These big, large contracts scare people, you know?
Absolutely. Totally understand. Go ahead.
Let me just finish. Whatever he needed at that moment, I think he just got a little gun shy and he went a different direction. What he did, I don't know. I don't know if he sold a piece of equipment. I'm just kind of in the middle, but it was interesting. Kevin called me after and I apologized to him. I said, sorry, it just, you know, it didn't work. And Kevin, he was a little upset about it. And he got kind of a little aggressively ornery about it, which, okay, that's fine. I get it. I know there's people doing work behind the scenes, and I get that you don't get paid unless the loan goes in.
Mm-hmm.
He called the owner completely unprofessional, said some things, and I told him I would relay that to the owner, which I did. And the owner was like, you know, this is the first one I've ever done. It's big, it's scary. I'm relying on outside sources to get me information. I didn't feel comfortable. I do bids for people all the time over and over and over, and I don't get the work.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a little offended by Kevin's verbiage at that point. So,
in
any case, that's where we're at that moment.
Okay, well, I am so sorry to hear that. This is what I totally understand, especially, you know, trying to put myself in the business owner's shoes. It's a huge contract, and you're right. It is scary, and I apologize for Kevin. I don't think he's usually pretty professional, so surprising that he has said those comments.
Yeah,
but
he was like, this is the second time, and, you know, for him to just drop it, and I just, you know, we work, we're working behind the scenes, and we don't make a dime for this effort that we do, and he's like, I'm just going to tell you, I feel like he's being completely unprofessional, and I'm like, well, okay.
Well, it's
so,
just part of the business, you know, so I understand that. This is what I'm thinking. If your owner decides, you know, I know it is his first time, if he ever wanted to try something smaller and just, you know, try it out.
See
how it works, get his feet wet. I mean, I'd be more than happy to help him, you know, get the documents. I'd actually have an underwriter go over it with him and explain it in detail if he feels more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the verbiage is really, really confusing and could totally make, you know, somebody feel kind of weary about it. But we've been doing it for now almost 12, 14 years now. I think it's 14.
Okay.
So we've been doing it for a while, and I'd be more than happy to get an underwriter to help explain it. But if he does want to do something smaller, just to try it out to see how it is, and he would feel more, you know, more comfortable with this type of loan, and then he gets the feel for how it's paid back and things of that nature, we can definitely do that for him too. But whenever he's ready, there's no rush. There's no, I don't feel like that where, you know, if you don't do it, you don't do it.
You weren't quite as aggressive about not getting the loan as Kevin was.
No, okay. Not at all. You know, like, I get it. I totally understand. And
okay.
So if you guys feel more comfortable, just
address that feeling. I think that what he needed the money for, in my perception of it, may still be an issue for him. So let me go back and tell him, hey, listen, you know, we do know for cash flow purposes, putting things online prior to needing them is always better. Like, sometimes mm-hmm. we factor things, you know, it's always better. And he did discuss that. He said, I really would like to almost try
yes.
something in this arena, so if it did become a have-to, like,
yeah.
I'm just desperate, then it's already set up, we've already shown good faith, and we can do it. So I know he did talk about that.
Yeah, and that's exactly... what I was trying to get at is, if he did take something smaller, paid it off, you know, no problems.
Right.
He got, you know, a feel for how it works, and we see that he, you know, took care of it with no issues, and we'd be more than happy to get you guys money anytime you need
right.
it. You know, so
right.
you're absolutely
That's
right.
That's how it works with the factory industry too. So,
mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I'm actually I'm headed towards a meeting, so let me. I should see him later today or first thing Monday. Let me just shoot it with him and see where he's at and gather some more information.
Yeah, no rush. And if he wants to try it, I can get him the documents for it, and I won't be upset if he you know, changes.
He won't call
mind.
Him severely unprofessional. No. Scary to jump off the high dive.
No, I won't. I won't. I mean, I don't know
okay.
what type of day he was having. You know, it could have been just
right.
one of those
Who
bad
knows?
Days. And
well,
yeah, exactly.
Deal with a lot of things. There's a lot of decisions they make, and
exactly.
I don't want to do it.
Absolutely,
so.
I totally get it. So you just keep me
anyway,
posted.
Anyway, I'm traveling today. Give me your phone number just in case I
sure.
Meeting. Go
yeah,
ahead.
It's 858.
Okay.
909.
Okay.
8867.
Okay. Like I said, I may touch bases with him later today, and I don't have your contact with me. So.
Yeah.
Let me
yeah.
See what I can drum up.
Yeah, and then good luck on your tournament. Is it just a one weekend tournament, or is it like multiple weeks?
Yeah, no, it's a so it's actually two tournaments. We'll play down in Southern Utah tonight, all night. It's an all night tournament, and then these crazy kids like to hit another tournament, an all day tournament in Provo. So this is what I stay up all night, and then we play all day, and then.
Oh,
and that's how
you.
That rolls. So,
look at
yeah,
you. That's,
you can sleep when you're
there.
Dead, right?
Yeah, exactly. I like that attitude. That's the attitude you're supposed to have. Good for you. Well, I hope you. I wish you the best. I hope you have fun, and
thank
I hope
you.
You're. I hope you're safe, and you don't break a leg.
No, we'll be good. Thank
yeah.
you, and I'll be back with you. If you don't, I'll be back with you probably Monday.
Yeah, don't worry about it. If you need me, just reach out. I'll be here.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Gretchen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.